From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Howard Berkus. This was the day Iraq's prime minister was supposed to name the last three ministers in his national unity government, but he missed the deadline. A session of parliament was postponed as the biggest Shiite alliance failed to overcome internal feuding. Meanwhile, Iraqi suffered another day of bloodshed. At least 36 people are dead, most of them shot to death. NPR's Peter Kenyon has our report from Baghdad.
The unveiling of Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's National Unity Government on May 20th, which was hailed as a major step forward by the Bush administration, left the crucial security ministries of defense and interior unfilled, while Iraq's political leaders argued over who should run them. More than 2 weeks later, they're still arguing, and Maliki's image as a decisive and effective leader has taken another large hit. After promising that he would forward names to Parliament today with or without an agreement, he was forced to back down, as 11th-hour squabbling revealed splits within the United Iraqi Alliance, the largest Shiite political bloc. Negotiators say the understanding is that a Shiite will be named Interior Minister, while a Sunni will become Defense Minister. As it became clear that today's session was not going to happen, lawmakers described the holdup as mainly coming from within Maliki's own Shiite alliance. They said Maliki's preference for Interior Minister Farouk al-Arraji was drawing opposition from at least two of the seven Shiite parties that make up the alliance. Haider al-Abadi, a Shiite lawmaker, said there are also questions about some of the defense ministry nominees. His explanation for why they were taking so long only served to remind Iraqis of their growing frustration with the lack of a complete government more than 5 months after they went to the polls.
Don't forget, the first 2 months, unfortunately, they were spent in about the legality or illegality of the election itself. And the second 2 months, there was a lot of argument about the candidate for the prime minister. Now, of course, the last month and a half is about the establishment of the government, which is not much. Countries like Germany, they took 2.5 months to establish a government of coalition government. So to establish a coalition government is not an easy task.
While the politicians argued, insurgents went on another killing spree. Armed men set up a checkpoint on a road some 130 miles northeast of Baghdad. Iraqi officials say they dragged people from the vehicles, including a minibus full of students, and shot them to death. Southeast of Baghdad in Latifia, another group of armed men stormed into a girls' school during final exams, kidnapping the principal and a teacher, both women, and a policeman. The U.S. military said today that it's investigating an incident from June 2nd in which a shell fired during a training exercise near Bakuba landed in a nearby town and may have killed three Iraqi civilians. Iraqi officials say they hope the government will be finalized in the coming days. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Baghdad.